I was 16 at the time, and I tried to get the Air Force, and they wouldn't accept me because I was too young, and I wanted to do something, and I heard about American small ships, so I joined them, and they're supposed to send me to Walks Bay to do a course in 3 weeks, but they made a mistake, and they put me on a ship to New Guinea, to Fish Haven, with about 40 Americans and about 20 boys who joined the small ships. When we got to Fish Haven, one of the men said, look, there's a ship down there, can't sail without a chef. He said, you're a Greek, you should be able to cook something. I said, I'm not a very good cook, but I tried. So I said, let me speak to a captain. So I went down to a ship. I was number 88. I'm not too sure what the name of the ship was. I was number 88. That's all I know about it. Small ship, about 14 crew. And when I went to see the captain, I said, look, captain, I'm not a very good cook. I believe you can't sail without a cook. Would you accept me? He said, my word, boy. He said, I like your style. Yes. And the galley, that's the kitchen, it was so filthy. There was so much grease everywhere. It took me 2 days to clean it. And then we sailed. We were sailing up to Biak. We had all kin stuff. We had bully beef, tons of bully beef. And I had a good tin opener. I remember my mother's making rissoles out of minced meat. I rolled bully beef into like balls. I fried them in ghee. We had plenty of ghee. It's like an oil. You heard about ghee?
I have.
We had tins and tins of ghee. So I start frying. We had no vegetables, no salad. We had peas and beans dehydrated. You put hot water over them, and the next morning they swell up. We had tins of peas and tins of baked beans and another bean as a white bean. We had tins of those. When we start serving, the captain asked me, can I make bread? Well, be honest with you, I didn't know what went into bread to make it. And I told him, I can't do it. But I made pancakes. For breakfast, I used to give them pancakes, and we had some cereal, porridge, and we had Canadian milk, tins of Canadian milk, which is very good. And we had tins of cream. I served what I could. I used to give them sweets, peaches, apricots, pears, and then we used to put the cream in it. That was very good, like that. We had plenty of bacon and we had powdered eggs. The worst thing I've ever tasted in my life is these powdered eggs. Oh, they were shocking. Anyhow, that's all we had. And we had bacon, plenty of bacon in tins. American bacon, in very good condition. When we come back to Fish Haven, the ship needs repairing badly. They put me off. They put me on a TP-121, a tugboat. And our orders were to go to Townsville and pick up 3 big barges and bring them back to, my memory's getting bad now. Millen Bay, that's it, Millen Bay. We had to go to Millen Bay with barges. Took us 5 days, or maybe 6 days, from Townsville with a barge. We were going very slow. We were doing about 5 knots. That's putting these barges were very, very heavy. We left the barges there, and we went to Lae. And from Lae, we went to Fish Haven, and they asked me, we're going back to America, to Hawaii. We only want an American crew. So they put me off. And they put me on another ship called the Mauamaua. Mauamaua. That was my main ship. It's an old CSR boat. Anyhow, we went to Biak, Dutch New Guinea, Hollandia. And it was Christmas. I didn't forget it. We went to try and get some supplies for Christmas. And they gave us 4 chickens. Were black. Honestly. They were frozen. Looks like they've been frozen, thawed out, frozen again. And We were around on a boat. Oh, well, very down low. One of the crew said to me, Peter, you know if we pass a refrigerator barge about 300 yards away? He said, tonight we're going to go there. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, we had a small rowing boat. We went over and we stole 2 turkeys. I know. I didn't forget, but the 2 turkeys. And we brought them back to the boat and we put them in the fridge. And the next morning, MPs were going around boat to boat. And the sailor said to me, they're looking for the turkeys. So I put them in the engine room. And they came aboard and I said, can we look at your fridge? I said, what for? He said, we want to look at the fridge. I said, well, look at it. And he saw the chickens there. I said, you want one of these? Oh, you can take it. He said, no, we're looking for something else. He didn't tell me what. They couldn't find nothing. Anyhow, that Christmas, we cooked them, and I had potatoes, tin potatoes, little round potatoes. We had tins about 5 kilos. And we opened that, and we had some peas, and we start cooking with that. We used to get 2 dozen beer a month, 3% alcohol. I had it. We put it in the fridge. We drank that. And we had another bad Christmas. After that, we sank down to Biak, and we went to... I'll think of a moment. Moratai. We went to Moratai. Moratai's up near the Philippines. And America just took it over. And we went there with supplies, with ammunition and supplies for the troops up there. And after that, we went back to Biak, and from Biak, we went over to Bougainville. And in Bougainville there, there's a sailor who wanted to go to New Guinea. He's an English sailor. He was an officer, trying to get a ship to take us back there. So the captain said, we'll take you, he said, if you want to go. When he got on board, American Negro there, he said, hey, boy, go and pick up my bags and bring them up here. And the sailor said, that's your bag, sir? He said, yes. And he kicked him, one in the water, and one... he shouldn't call an American Negro a boy. That's an insult to him. When he came on board, he said to the first mate, he said, where am I going to sleep? He said, find a place to sleep. And he came up to me, he said, where's your cabin? I said, just over there. He said, you get out of your cabin, I'm taking it over. And the captain happened to come down and heard. He said, what are you talking to my crew for? He said, I'm an officer, an English officer. I want a good accommodation. Captain, he said, we never asked you to come on board. You sleep on the deck. He said, now don't you ever talk to the crew again. He said, we have my orders. He said, that's my crew. I'm in charge. If you don't like it, jump off. And we got an English officer. He slept in the lounge. And the morning, he wanted breakfast. And he said, I want 2 eggs, 3 minutes cooked, and want a toast, not too burnt, and a bacon cooked properly. And I want a cup of tea. Well, first of all, we had no eggs. I gave him powdered eggs. He said, what's this? I said, that's all we got, powdered eggs. Bacon, we got plenty of bacon. Bread, we ain't going to have bread. And he said, I want my tea. I said, we're going to have tea, we've got coffee. Oh, he went crook. And my captain came into a cabin, into the dining room, and he shut up. He was scared of him. Because he thought he was going to get thrown overboard. But my captain, he loved his crew. He really, really loved his crew. He would do anything for them. And maybe would have done anything for him. One day, we were 4 ships together, small convoy, and 2 planes came down and started machine gunners. We had a pop-up gun for planes, and we had 2 machine guns. We all started firing up the plane, and somebody hit it. And we all claimed we hit it. We didn't hit it at all. We couldn't get near it, but we claimed we hit it. We put a plane of a chimney, saying that we sunk it.
With a big cross through it.
Yeah, we had a cross through
it. Was that on the TP-121?
No, Mauamaua.
That was Mauamaua. Now, that sounds like a New Zealand name, doesn't it? Because isn't that a New Zealand bird? Mauamaua
is a sugar bird from Fiji to Sydney. That's what I've been told. And Mauamaua in Fiji, I've been told, called molasses.
Oh, okay, right.
That's how they got the name. But it was a good crew, very good crew, mostly Americans. We had a few Australians on board.
So you served from 1943 until
1945, I think. Dates are very bad. I finished in August, I think, 1945, and in Sydney. I was taken off then because the boat was needed repairing very badly.
Were you happy at that, Peter, or did you want to go back to sea?
No, I got engaged. I was only about 19. I got this girl, and I said, I want to go back to sea. She said, no, if you go back to sea, we finish. So I didn't. Anyhow, that's my story so far.
And so you got married?
I got married. Got two boys. I lost my wife about 24 years ago, and I've got two good sons. I'm very lucky. Got three grandkids.
And you're going to the reunion this year with your grandchildren?
Oh, yes. My two boys be away overseas. They on a trip. They booked a trip 6 months ago, I believe. Couldn't get out of it. So my grandson and his wife and my great-grandson will be there. And my granddaughter. I'd like to meet you when I meet you.
I'm going to the reunion too, so I will meet up with you, Peter.
Now, if I gave you any good news, I don't know if you like it, isn't it?
You're a good speaker and you have a sense of humour, which I really like.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. God bless, darling.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.